One of these three men is the world's foremost portrait photographer. What is your name, please?
My name is Yusuf Garch.
What is your name, please?
My name is Yusuf Garch.
What is your name, please?
My name is Yusuf Garch.
Two of these people are imposters. Only one is the real Yusuf Garch, and is the only one sworn to tell the truth. Now, here is our host, Bud Collier.
Okay, who remembers that show? Yeah. I heard they did a remake of that. It's on now, I guess. I don't know, Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights. But to tell the truth, it was a great show. There's a panel of contestants, if you don't know, and they had to identify two imposters and one real person. And one of them, Yusuf Garch, was the real portrait artist, and two of them were not. They were just imposters trying to get by. So if we watched that show, you would see that, who thinks it was number one, just for the sake of it? Number two? Number three? Wow, you guys are good. It was number three, just based on the name, right? And sometimes trying to find the truth, it feels like that game show, right? It's hard to find out what is the truth, what is not the truth. Feel like you have to ask a million questions. You have to go to the left and to the right to try and see what's happening, what's real, what's fake, what isn't. And sometimes you still can't get to the truth. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just make an educated guess. One of the panelists, I actually watched that episode, so one of the panelists, she said, well, my vote is for number three because I think artists have long hair and number three has long hair. I was like, okay. So sometimes, John Hegarty would probably agree, right? We got artists with long hair. So it must still be true today. Sometimes you try and weed out the truth. You can't find the truth. It's hard to do. Well, today, we're going to talk about the truth, to tell the truth and truthfulness in the book of Proverbs and in the wisdom tradition, what that means and what that looks like. We're going to, now the book of Proverbs, it may sound like it's a whole bunch of non-related statements, one after the other, but there's actually some big themes that come up throughout the book. And for the next several weeks, we're going to unpack one of those themes each week. And so this week is truthfulness. What does the book of Proverbs say about telling the truth? What does it say about the truthful person? What does it mean? What value is there to God in telling the truth? And what value is there to others in telling the truth? So last week, Jeff walked us through an introduction to Proverbs, an introduction to wisdom, and pointed out some important things for us. I want to highlight two this morning once again. First, that wisdom is different than intelligence. Wisdom is different than intelligence. Wisdom, like we said last week, is the answer to the question, why do smart people do stupid things, right? That's wisdom. Because they have lots of intelligence, but they may not have wisdom. They may not be able to make the right choice at the right time. And second, we could get wisdom by starting with humility, the fear of God and humility. Those are important places to start when we talk about wisdom. One pastor says this, the highest goal of wisdom is not intelligence or knowledge. The highest goal of wisdom is right relationship with everything and everyone around you. That's the highest goal of wisdom, to make you in right relationship with God and in right relationship with others and even in right relationship with the planet around you. That is wise living, to be in good relationship in that way. As Jeff said last week, the Proverbs, they're simple. Simple wisdom for a complicated world. They are easy to memorize. They are short. They should be in an easy language to understand. And Proverbs are meant to be memorized more than any other book of the Bible. Now, you can memorize anything you want, but certainly Proverbs are meant to be memorized because they're meant to be called upon in a moment of need to remind you of the godly and biblical and just way to live. So as you memorize them, you internalize them, and as you're faced with a situation, do I tell the truth? What do I say here? You recall the proverb on truthfulness, and it helps you make the right decision at the right time. So as you read the Proverbs, you'll see they kind of come in two different forms. The first one is in parallel. Here's Proverbs 12:16. Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. My seminary professor always said, the butt is prominent in Proverbs, right? Proverbs has a big butt, he would say. And a lot of the Proverbs do. They have, you see the word butt right in the middle there. It talks about there's one way to live, but there's a better way to live. Fools live one way, but the prudent, we'll talk about prudent in a minute. The prudent, they live another way. That's one type of proverb you'll see that says one thing, but another thing. Here's another kind, Proverbs 13:14. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. There's no but in this one. This is just one long proverb that's teaching you about wise living. What is wise living? It is a fountain of life. It turns someone from the snares of death. So you'll find, along with probably some others, but mostly these two types of proverbs as you look through the book of Proverbs. There's six characters in Proverbs that come up, six archetype characters. The first one is the wise person. In the first nine chapters of Proverbs, it's a woman, woman wisdom. She is declared wise. She shouts from the rooftops, as Jeff said last week. There's the fool, the foolish person, and the characteristics of the foolish person. There's the sluggard, a word we don't really use anymore, but the lazy person. The lazy person doesn't work their field. The lazy person doesn't listen to their father or mother. The lazy person does all sorts of things. There's the wicked, the one who is against God, against the teaching of God, turns away from God. There's the prudent, who we just mentioned. What is a prudent person? A prudent person is someone who shows careful thought before acting or before speaking. That's a prudent person. And we're going to talk about that more today. And then the simple person, the person who doesn't ask for more than what God has given them, is pleased with what God has given them, is satisfied with what God has given them. And there's probably others, but those six, the wise, the fool, the sluggard, the wicked, the prudent, the simple, they come up a lot as you read the book of Proverbs. So one more thing before we move on and talk about truthfulness. Proverbs, if you read them, sometimes they contradict themselves. For example, Proverbs 26:4-5. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. The very next verse, answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Well, which one is it? Do I ignore the fool or do I talk to the fool? It's challenging sometimes because these two are back to back and you're like, well, what do I do? I got a fool in front of me. What do I do with this fool? Right? Now, here's the thing. You need to write this down. Life is difficult. Did you know that? Life is messy. You don't need to write that down, right? Life is messy. It would be really nice if I could go home and you could go home and open to Proverbs chapter 1, read 31 chapters of Proverbs, spend the entire week memorizing every single proverb, and you'd be good to go for the rest of your life. Every time I'm in a situation, I could draw on a proverb and say, ah, this is what I do, and I'm sure with 100% it's going to work out great. But that's not how life works. Life is messy. And so sometimes when you got a fool, you got to answer him like this. Sometimes when you got a fool, you got to walk away. And you need the wisdom to understand the difference between these two things. See, often we think, and we would like to think, that life is in black and white. There's right and wrong. And there is right and wrong. I'm not trying to say there isn't. But life does not work in black and white. We work in shades of gray. And that's where we need Proverbs to help us, in the shades of gray, and what to do in these times. For example, even with truthfulness, it may seem like, hey, truthfulness, that should be pretty easy, right? It's, you either tell the truth or you don't, but even truthfulness operates in shades of gray. Let me give you an example. If you were living in the mid or late 19th century, and you were an abolitionist in the North, and you got a knock on the door asking you, are you harboring a slave in your house? The right and fair and just thing to say would be no, even if you were. Because if you remember Proverbs 1:3, why do we have the Proverbs? For receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair. Doing what is right and just and fair operates in the gray, just by its very definition, right and just and fair. Imagine in World War II, you got a knock on the door asking you, are you harboring a Jew in your house? Well, the right and fair and just thing to do, in my opinion, would be to say no, even if you were. And I would say even in the 21st century that we live in today, we have issues of families with immigrants who are both documented and undocumented being separated by unjust laws. Perhaps the right and fair and just thing to say is no, this is not right. Life is messy. Life is messy. We need the Proverbs to ground us. We need the Proverbs to give us wisdom. We need the Proverbs to teach us. And we need to begin by humbling ourselves and knowing that we can be taught, that we must be taught by the Holy Spirit. So, truthfulness. Let's talk. When we talk about truthfulness in the Proverbs, almost entirely it talks about the things that are coming out of your mouth. The words that you speak are linked with truthfulness and honesty. So if truthfulness comes from the mouth, and Jesus says that from the heart the mouth speaks, then your truthfulness comes from the heart. It's a condition of your heart. It is not just a word that you say. Your truthfulness comes from the condition of your relationship with God. If your spiritual condition is one of pain and hurt and suffering and disconnection from God, then truthfulness cannot come from your mouth. It will not flow from your mouth. But if your spiritual condition is one of connectedness with God and deep fellowship with His Holy Spirit, then you will be a person who speaks truth. And truthfulness means two things. First, it's saying the truthful thing at the right moment. They call that honesty. It's what we try and teach our kids, right? When our kids take something and they say they didn't take it, right? Well, no, okay. We know you took it. I saw you do it. We try and teach our kids honesty. That's a part of truthfulness. But truthfulness is also speaking from the health of your spirit, from your own relationship with God. The truthful person is directly related to your heart, the condition of your relationship with God. Take a look. Proverbs 12:17 in your Bibles, page 919. An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. The word truth there, it has its root in the word faithfulness. The honest person is faithful to God. The honest person has a faithful relationship to God, and they can speak the truth because of their faithful relationship to God. And that truth can bring healing. So on the back of your bulletin, if you turn to the back at the top, you see 3 points there about the truthful person. And those are what I want to talk about this morning. The truthful person. The truthful person, first off, is careful with their words. The truthful person is careful with their words. Take a look at Proverbs 26:20. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. When we don't gossip, which means we carefully consider our words, we think about what we're saying, we weigh our words before we say them, quarrels die down. Conflict dies down. Because we're not adding kindling to the fire. It's a great image. It works even today. The truthful person doesn't speak in gossip, but carefully chooses the words that come from their mouth. Here's another one. Proverbs 15:28. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. I love that. They weigh their answer. They think about what they're going to say before they say it. James chapter 3, he talks about that. He talks about the tongue. With the same tongue we praise God, but also cut down other people. He says, this should not be. It should not be that way. We need to weigh our answers, weigh our words. Consider carefully what we say before we say it. I have my phone here, and on my phone I have Twitter. Anybody have Twitter? Nobody. That's good. Okay, one person. That's probably good, right? So Twitter is pretty incredible in the sense that right now I can take a picture of this verse, I could put it on Twitter, and I could send it to anybody on Earth and even beyond Earth because they have internet at the International Space Station. So I could send this to space. They can get Proverbs 15:28 right now if I took a picture and sent it. But here's the problem with Twitter, which apparently all of you have figured out, but not me. The problem with Twitter is that it's really the anti-wisdom app. It's what it is. It's the anti-wisdom app. Because with Twitter, I can type something in, I can send it to the world, and whatever happens, happens. That's it. If someone doesn't like it, I can delete it. If I change my mind, you know, I can delete it later. It doesn't provide you the space to weigh your words, to think about what you're actually saying. And of course, people have gotten in trouble for that. Athletes at the NFL draft recently sent out some nasty tweets years before that got dredged up, that caused some problems for them. Every word, every deed, everything will be brought into account one day. So we must be careful with the words that we speak. We must weigh every word. The truthful person is careful in weighing their words. Second, the truthful person speaks to God, speaks God's truth. I'm sorry. The truthful person speaks God's truth. Truth is not whatever I want it to be. Truth is not the person who talks the loudest. Truth is not even the person who has the most authority. That's not how truth works. The truthful person is the one who speaks God's truth with people, into people, and if necessary, against people. To speak truth with someone is to stand alongside them and speak truth. To speak truth into people is to tell the hurting and the lost and the lame that they are a child of God and God loves them. And when necessary, to speak truth against people is to speak truth against those in power who are doing wrong and unjust and unrighteous things. That is still a part of being a truthful person. Check out Proverbs 13:5. The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked make themselves a stench and bring shame on themselves. The righteous hate what is false. Hate is a strong word. Hate is a strong word. The righteous, they have a physical, emotional, spiritual reaction to what is false. They hate it. They don't want it. They don't want to be around it. They don't want to condone it. But the wicked, they let it go. They walk by it. They assume it's someone else's problem. They assume it doesn't affect them. And they make themselves a stench and bring shame on themselves. Do you hate what is false? What is false? Let me give you some low-hanging fruit of what is false. Lazy stereotypes of others are false. Black people are this. White people are this. Liberals are this. Conservatives are this. Immigrants are this. That is false. It's all false. You can't summarize anybody in one sentence, much less a group of people. So do you hate that, or do you talk like that? Do you hate that, or do you let that slide by? Do you hate that, or are you ready to just say, oh, whatever, it's someone else? Because if you hate it, you got to speak against it. Because if you're not, you are not being a truthful person. The righteous hate what is false. Gossip, we've already mentioned that. That's false. Do you hate gossip? It's so easy to fall into gossip, isn't it? I mean, you don't fall into gossip, right? It's a bad phrase. It's like you accidentally fall into sin, right? No. You intentionally gossip. But do you hate it? Do you say, this is false, I don't want this, I want to put the fire out, I'm going to speak truthfully? Do you hate what is false? The truthful person speaks God's truth. Thirdly, the truthful person speaks the truth regardless of the personal cost to them. They have to speak the truth. And we as a culture, we've completely misunderstood this. We like to lift up people who we say that they say it like it is, right? Oh, that person, they're great because they say it like it is. They shoot from the hip. They don't censor themselves, they just say it. Anyone heard somebody say that? That's not truthfulness. That is absolutely not biblical truthfulness. And many a people, many a politician have endeared themselves to the people by saying, hey, I'm just going to say it like it is. Well, nowhere in Scripture is that a model of wisdom. Not at all. In fact, the wisdom books call that foolishness. It is foolish talk to talk like that. Wise truthfulness comes from the first two points by carefully considering and weighing your words, saying only what God wants to say, and then saying it regardless of the cost to you. It costs you nothing to shoot from the hip. And we need to stop doing that. We need to stop lifting up people who do that, because that is not biblical wisdom. The truthful person is careful with their words. The truthful person speaks God's truth, and the truthful person speaks the truth regardless of the personal cost. So what is the opposite of the truthful person? I've mentioned it a couple times. The wisdom books, Proverbs, the opposite of the truthful person is the fool. The fool. The fool is not careful with their words. The fool says whatever they want. The fool does not seek God's word first. The fool speaks whatever they want to say. The fool does not say what is valuable, but babbles endlessly about nonsense. Don't be the fool. Let's strive to be the wise person who carefully weighs their words, who considers what God is saying to them, and speaks that truth regardless of the cost. I want to close this morning by looking at Jesus, because that's always a good place to look. Turning to Jesus. In John chapter 17, he's in the garden. He's praying. He's about to be arrested. He's about to be put up on the cross. He's praying to his Father for the disciples. He's praying for the future believers, for us. So he's praying for us. If you want to know if Jesus prays for you, the answer is yes. Turn to John chapter 17. He's praying for you in John chapter 17. And as he prays, he says in chapter 17, verse 17, he says to his Father, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." If we are to be people who speak truth, we must be sanctified by the truth. We must be made holy by the truth of God. We must be transformed by the truth of God. Scripture says the Holy Spirit is truth. Jesus says that he is truth. The Word of God is truth. And God himself is truth. So to think that we will speak truthfulness apart from any of that is totally false. We cannot and we will not. And anyone who claims to is being false. To be truthful people, we must submit to the Holy Spirit. We must practice the teaching of Jesus. We must be transformed by the Word of God as people who speak truth. Because remember, it is from our heart that we speak truth. If our heart is hard and calloused toward God, we will not be people who speak truth. Not at all. So in closing, I have a challenge for us this week. I said at the beginning of the sermon, you got to memorize the Proverbs, right? It's important to memorize them. So on the back of your bulletin, Proverbs 12:18, that's our challenge this week. Let's memorize a proverb together as a church. Let's memorize. Let's when you talk to each other this week, hey, did you memorize Proverbs 12:18? It goes like this: the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. If we are to be truthful people who have wise tongues, we must carefully consider our words. We must consider what God is saying to us. We must listen. We must submit, be sanctified and changed by the Holy Spirit. And then we must speak that truth regardless of the cost, so that we can be people who do not tear down, but bring healing. That we can be people who do not uproot, but who bring healing. That we can be people who do not continue the gossip chain, but bring healing. We need to be people who are bringing healing. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this proverb. Thank you for this word. Lord, help us. Help us as people who are called to speak truth with people, alongside people, and even to people, Lord. We want to bring a healing word. We want to bring a healing word to those that we encounter. But Lord, we need your sanctification. We need to be transformed. We desire to be made holy, to be made right, to be made pure. So Lord, help us first by forgiving us for the ways that we have not weighed our words, that we have just shot from the hip and spoken without regard of healing or care for others. And by your Spirit, change us. Transform each of us as individuals and as a church to be people who speak a word of healing in a world that desperately needs that word. We thank you for your great love for us. Help us, Lord. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.